This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To talk about the Cavs-Pacers, the Game 2 debacle, and so much more, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. As he says on his X profile, professionally inessential, NBA writer and reporter at the Bleacher Report, and also host of the Hardwood Knocks podcast, Dan Favalli, joining us now. Dan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, I wish we could talk like, oh man, what a Cavs win last night, 48 points from Donovan, and they eked it out without three of their best, but we're not doing that today. Just how do we put into context, or how do you put into context, the Cavs being down 0-2 at this point with the series shifting back to Indy on Friday?
I mean, I think the word is bleak, and it's not even necessarily just the deficit, but you're sitting here wondering about, okay, you have three key rotation players, two of which are just flat-out stars that are banged up, and one of which, Darius Garland, has not played in quite some time, and you have to worry about when are they coming back, what are they going to look like when they're coming back, and if you do have to play even shorthanded or with guys on limited minutes or not at even close to 100%, what does that look like for your team when it shifts the burden onto all these other players? And we've seen Donovan Mitchell through two games of this series. I think he's posted two of his three highest usage rates of the season. And when you have other guys who are either missing wide open threes, having a game like Ty Jerome did, it takes a toll. And I know that he hasn't had to play heavy minutes throughout the season, but this team put together a heck of a defensive performance for most of game two. They're picking up the Pacers full court. That is exhausting. And so for a team that has depth, it's been a luxury, but they're sort of at the point where you're wondering, okay, is it enough? We saw Kenny Atkinson kind of tighten up the rotation at points during this playoff series. And if you do that, are you just going to have enough to overcome this? Because now you are going back to Indiana, which is a very good basketball team. The one thing I'll say really quickly, though, is that the Pacers, and we saw it in game two, like, they can be wildly inconsistent. They played down to the level of their opponent probably as much as any team in the league this year other than the Heat or the Timberwolves. And so I think if you're a Cavs fan, you sort of cling to that inconsistent part of Indiana's DNA moving forward.
Yeah, staying with the Donovan side of things, though, I think that's really interesting. You know, because the whole season, Dan, was spent on the idea that Donovan was not going to play as many minutes and he was going to be, you know, letting other guys be the hero on any given night. He wasn't going to take a lot of shots. He was going to get his, but he wasn't going to take a lot of shots. And then this postseason, the last two games, he's had to put on the cape and try to be the superstar that we know him to be. What would the message be, or what would the game plan be for game three if you're Donovan? Is it just try to do what you did in game two and then hope someone like Ty Jerome is a better night? Or do you try to go back to maybe what he did during the regular season?
I think you have to be closer to a game two mindset. And we kind of saw it when you're looking at, you know, the Cavs on wide open threes against Indy in that game two, they were sub 30%. And so it's not that you don't trust those guys, but if you're going to have to rely on someone like an Isaac Okoro, who did a really good job for parts of the game defending Tyrese Halliburton, that's going to come with some offensive concessions, and that's going to fall on Donovan Mitchell to pick up the slack. You certainly hope for a better game from Ty Jerome, but like, you got a really good game for the most part in game two from Max Strus. Can you count on that? And so I think this is, you know, I don't think Donovan Mitchell needs to score close to 50 points for them to win every game moving forward, but that is, I think that's the mentality that he has to go with. And I, you know, quite frankly, I was pretty impressed with, like, late in the game, like, his first step was still pretty quick after all the stuff he was doing, not only on offense, defensively. And so you hope that he just has another couple of those performances in the tank to buy Cleveland as much time as possible.
Dan Favalli joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, breaking down Cavs Pacers, Cavs, where they're at, all that. I didn't mean to rhyme there. Dan, looking to the rest of this series, is two out of the three players coming back game three enough, or do you need all three guys, all hands on deck, for the rest of the series to have a chance to go ahead and get back in this and even win this?
You know, I would say that depending on who the one is, like I could see them needing only one of those guys to make it out of this series. Pascal Siakam has not looked right, and so you expect him to play better. Tyrese Halliburton has, you know, fantastic close to the game, but Cleveland was really able to disrupt his ability to get the ball for most of that game, and he's now dealing with a wrist injury. So I think ideally you get all of them back. Two would be great, but if we're talking in terms of a Garland or a Mobley and it's one of those guys, I actually do believe that Cleveland is talented enough to erase that deficit, in part because I think getting either one of Mobley or Garland back, I'm not sure that a lot of us understand how collectively huge that will just be for the offense and how it allows Donovan Mitchell to make things easier, allows him to settle into a role that he had played more throughout the regular season. And it should create even higher opportunities for other guys on the roster. And then also you're not as reliant in theory on maybe some guys who are offensive liabilities, or they're just not playing as many minutes as they would be otherwise.
Dan, put into proper context, because in the NBA this season, we had more 20-point leads erased than in any given season in NBA history. And maybe that's the three-point shot. Maybe that's just how the game's evolved. But it feels like a 20-point lead is now the new, like, I don't know, 12-point lead. It's just not what it used to be. But then you have a game like last night, you have a 20-point lead at different times and different stretches for the Cavs, and people are zeroing in on that part of it. Is it as big of a deal, or has it been minimized because of the three-point shot?
It's definitely been minimized to some extent, but the last like week and a half has definitely just been an extreme. And I think a lot of kind of what's happened too is it's not even just the three pointer, but when you're looking at, you know, in the end of that Cleveland Indy game specifically as an example, Cleveland does like a really good job keeping Indiana off the offensive glass for three quarters, five offensive rebounds. And the fourth quarter, Indiana has six offensive rebounds. And so teams being willing to crash the glass, or even just the ability to, in some of these other games we've seen, if you're forcing turnovers or you're running like the Knicks did against the Celtics off those long misses from three, I really think the three-pointer, for sure, it's definitely made a 20-point lead less valuable than it was. But I just think teams are a little bit smarter and opportunistic in these specific situations, knowing when to run, knowing when to crash the glass and things like that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like that.
Of all the teams in the second round of the playoffs that have yet to win a game, so Cleveland, Boston, OKC, and Minnesota, are the Cavs the most in trouble of those four teams?
I think they have to be, just because they are the only one in that 2-0 hole, and they're dealing with these injuries. And I think, you know, when you look at Boston, New York specifically, like, I just can't bring myself to have concern about the Celtics. The Timberwolves are you know, they did fight back in game one, and now you're going to face a Warriors team that's a little bit deeper than they were midseason, but without Steph Curry for the foreseeable future. So I think you have to look at the Cavs and say they are in the most danger by default.
Yeah, I mean, it's upsetting. I understand why you have to say that, though, or why you feel that way, because when you're down 2-0, you've obviously put yourself behind the eight ball. But in game three, we talked about the different players that could or couldn't come back, so I know it makes it incredibly hard to analyze. But in game three, does it feel like this is the type of series that if the Cavs get one win, then it can compound, and then you fast forward and you look up and it's game six and the Cavs are taking this?
Yeah, I could certainly see him playing it out that way. And just even kind of what we've seen through the first two games and like game two being an encapsulation of it, like this feels like a series that should be destined to almost go the difference at this point and the distance. And I say that as somebody who had the Cavs in five at the start of it. I clearly underrated just the severity of Darius Garland's injury. And so when you look at the adjustments that I think we've seen from either team from both teams through the first two games, I expect this to be more of a chess match. I would expect Cleveland to win with or without Darius Garland and Evan Mobley and DeAndre Hunter. I would expect them to win just game three. And, you know, if you get to that 2-1 point, you can talk yourself into anything. You can talk yourself into the Cavs winning three straight from there and ending it in six. So I do think that this series, that this isn't going to be a situation where they come in game three, they're flat and just exhausted, even though they might be. That is a game that I would expect them to take just based off how this team has responded all season.
So I think there's going to be, if the Cavs don't make it out of this series, there's going to be a frustration with maybe the lack of progress, right? Whether this one goes seven games or five games like the second round went last year with Boston, I think naturally Cavs fans are going to go, okay, year one with these guys, you were round one and done. Then last year, you top out in the second round. Then you top out again this year. Is that the right approach to have with this? Or should maybe the Cavs front office have a little bit more sense of urgency and maybe, I don't want to say shaking things up, but changing the dynamics with how the roster's built?
That is such a good question, and it's a question that makes me glad I'm not running this team, because I think from the outside, I look at it and say, you have to see like the value lost to injury in this series. If they end up losing it and these players come back, like, okay, maybe we can have a discussion. But if you have Darius Garland missing as much time as he did, Evan Mobley missing multiple games in this series, I think that has to be part of the equation. And the fact that you have all of these guys under contract for the foreseeable future, I do think it lends itself to patience. But to your point, like, we've now been through multiple years of this, and there's always going to be some type of a built-in excuse, because it does take luck to win an NBA title. And I think the concerns when you look at, did people even think the Cavs could win with the two small guards in the backcourt, and how expensive your roster is going to get moving forward once the Evan Mobley extension kicks in? Those are all questions that you have to look inward and internally and decide, like, okay, what do we do here? Because I think next season is probably the last season where you can even expect this core to stay together the way that it exactly is before they get prohibitively expensive and they're maybe forced to make some tougher decisions in 2026 anyway. So I would argue in favor of patience from this team, but I get it when you're going through 3 years of this, and we know just NBA windows are so fleeting now. Even when it seems like teams are going to be there for the long run, they're not always there. And so you have to capitalize on your best window while it's still open. And the Cavs window is still open, but if you're not confident in either guy staying healthy, or maybe you still have questions about, you know, whether it's the dual bigs or whether it's the two small guards. I thought you answered a lot of those in the affirmative this regular season, but I think you would have to reevaluate and see how this series ends specifically. But it'd be tough for me to look past how much value you lost to injury right now.
In this series, what type of job do you feel like Kenny Atkinson has done?
The way that in game two specifically that they made it so difficult for Tyrese Haliburton to get the ball for most of the game, I think that he's done a really good job overall. And I think I would keep coming back to just how much more inventive on most nights their offense looks compared to last season. So maybe it'll be time to relitigate some of his decisions and maybe who he went with in some of these more shorthanded situations. But I haven't had a huge issue with what he's done.
Dan, great stuff as always, man. You guys kill it on the Hardwood Knocks podcast. We appreciate you, and I'm sure we'll have you on as this series goes on, and God willing, the Cavs actually do go a little deeper in the playoffs.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much there. Dan Favalli on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We have plenty to react to there about it. Kind of don't love how bleak everybody's being. Now I'm going to start lecturing the national media on how bleak they should be about the Cavs being down 0-2. And finally, I mean it this time, the injury part of the equation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.